Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I forgot to make note. Figgy did text us today.
After he heard us.
So he is alive. I just wanted to make that very clear. Thanks to Colin Neal sitting in for one Figgy.
I thought you were saying thank you for keeping Figgy alive. I'm like, hey.
Well, thank you for that, too. I know that you're deeply involved in making sure that Figgy is alive and breathing. No, but he is alive, but also he gave us a reason. Again, he didn't have to, but it was just strange. He is reading to the babies.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where he is. Shout out to Wade Smith and his foundation and the way that they make sure to go out and have people go read to children across the great city of Houston. Figgy Fig adding into that as he tends to do. So that's why he ultimately has the day off. So wanted to just pass that along in case people were out there thinking that Fig went and got a massive hangover or something after a Monday show. No,
I need a Figgy audiobook like collection. Ooh. Just like that's what I wonder if you ever thought about that.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The
it is one of his pet projects, and he does a lot with it. Yeah.
He does. All right. I was about trying to find the segue. I don't want to call Davis Mills anybody.
What's your read on Davis Mills?
But, I see what you did there. No, but sincerely, the read that you have to have on one CJ Stroud is that he's not playing. Mm-hmm. Right? We saw the injury report that came out yesterday after practice that said that if they had gone through a full play practice as opposed to a walkthrough, he would have been a did not practice. He would not have participated. And then on top of that, Nick Caserio this morning saying that he's still in the protocol and you have to go through the protocol, go through it entirely. And then once you get through the protocol, then they would see about making the decision that is in the best interest of everybody involved, including the player, which just can't, it just does not feel like that would ultimately be CJ Stroud playing on NRG Stadium's field on Thursday.
No, you just have to believe he's not going to play. And that leads directly to this discussion. And that was talked about this morning as well, just the Davis Mills and what he's doing and how he's doing it. And maybe, you know, some things he's doing that kind of give you a little confidence.
Yeah, so I asked it pretty plainly. Has Davis Mills done enough for you to feel confident in him going into this game? 713-572-4610, that's the number that I'm asking you to text in on.
And it's almost aside from what you think the Bills might do offensively.
I actually think
and
that
such.
It's in part.
Well, in terms of, like, if you're worried about, like, as we talked about this morning, you know, Josh Allen and what he could do with his defense and do you spy and how he's going to play and some of the success you've had against him and will it continue? I'm talking about just offensively some of the things that Davis Mills can do. I do have a good level of confidence in what he can do. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, he should play instead of C.J. Stroud no matter. I mean, that's just asinine. But
thank you, PC.
But, you know, There are a couple things that he does that do make you wonder, and we talked about it, you know, last week, much less this week. Is that something C.J. Stroud would handle the same? I'm not saying better or worse, but handle the same. And I think part of it with Davis Mills is, as much as there were struggles in the first half this past weekend, he does have a certain amount of cool in tense situations. C.J. Stroud, as we are well aware, is a terrific quarterback, but tends to wear his emotions on his sleeve and his facial expression, you know? And I think Davis Mills has a certain amount of cool to him.
That's fair. And you know what? That you've said that, and I've thought about it, but I haven't thought about it in the context of what this game is. Because I'm sorry, I can't take this outside of the context of this game. To be fair, I think that's kind of the question, is to kind of take it out. Do you feel confident in him generally? But I think the confidence that you felt in him going into a Jacksonville Jaguars game at home, going into a Tennessee Titans game on the road, even though it's the Tennessee Titans, I think that those are different than the confidence that's necessary going into a short week game versus the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, who is one of the better quarterbacks in our league. With that being the case, the idea of being cool might be more necessary in this game. Actually, it likely will be more necessary in this game than it probably is in the other ones. And that says a lot, considering that you were in a game where you were down at half 6-0. You were in a game where you were down significantly versus the Jags, and you had to make a comeback. That coolness, that calmness, and seemingly staying within that pressure in the moment, I think that's going to be important for a team in the Bills that very well could have put up points. I had forgot to mention it a number of times, but that 44-32 final that the Bills were able to put up over the Bucks, that was a scoregami. It was the 1,095th. He didn't see it coming either. 1,095th unique score. But the point being, there was a lot of points put up, right? And yet this Texans defense is not that Buccaneers defense. But to what degree, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility that there's 20-some, 30-some points on the board in this game? And if there is a possibility, that's going to put some pressure, that puts pressure on this offense, and is going to need the quarterback to remain calm.
Not only that, there's a good possibility you're going to be trailing. Maybe trailing, by more than one touchdown. 10 points, whatever. And that would indicate that, you got to play catch up. I definitely would trust C.J. Stroud more over the course of the game to make plays if you're playing catch up. But I think Davis Mills won't be rattled. I don't think he'd be rattled by it.
The one thing I will say on the Davis Mills won't be rattled, I think his time to throw kind of ticked down this year, and he needed more time versus the Broncos. He had more time versus the Jags, which maybe was in part because that pass rush was not as effective. He got the ball out relatively quick, but he also took a couple of sacks that were bad ones in this game. And I do wonder, the cool demeanor, how much of that is the feeling or the appearance of coolness versus a time where he walks back into some pinching edges that are getting, instead of stepping up. Is that a functional cool, especially against a Bills team that, to be fair, the Bills don't get a lot of pressure. They don't blitz a lot, which I've said before, and then we come into the game and the team is blitzing, right?
Yeah.
But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In theory, at least on a neutral circumstance where the Bills just operate as they have statistically through the season, he should have more opportunity and time to work.
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, you know, D'Amico's talked about it. Other players have talked about it. I'm trying to remember who it was. You'll probably remember one of the players that was it. I can't remember talking about like the guy never changed. It was Titus. It was Titus Howard. You know, the guy never changes. You know, we felt it in the huddle, et cetera. So yeah, I think you can look at it both ways.
One of the things that we've talked about is I just love Davis Mills's kind of like willingness to just trust his receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of
Nico especially.
And honestly, it got to the point a little bit where I get frustrated, where there was a play I've talked about it. I think I talked about it on Monday or yesterday. Goodness gracious. I know the week is short, but it already feels like we're further along than we are. They go empty set and you have Xavier Hutchinson as your far left, the one, you know, the number one on that side. You got Nico on the other side, and I'm like, I feel like you should probably go to that side of the field. Davis Mills, and of course, the circumstance and the plays being drawn up dictate some of this, but he just, boom, slings that thing, a jump ball to Xavier Hutchinson, and I'm like, word? That's what we're going for? But there's just a supreme trust. 50-50, I trust my man to go get it, and I think that's necessary, and I think that that's probably going to be something that serves them in this game.
I think it absolutely will. But anything else that where you think, all right, so Davis Mills, and I've said this multiple times, the reason you paid him what you paid him, the reason you brought him back, is to win maybe two or three games. Well, here comes three, and he's won two. You know, I think the there's a real factor of, you know, he's not going into this game as someone who's going to be in awe of any moment. Forget whether he's cool in moments or whatever. I think he's going to be, you know, he's shown after going into the first game cold that, preparing, he can run this offense. I know the first half was awful, you know, against Tennessee, but he can run this offense adequately and not be sort of intimidated by the moment.
They have done a good job of actually driving early on in games.
They moved the ball a little bit
Getting the ball in is a question. The caveat that I'll throw in, I've made mention of it every time I talk about this, particularly this week. That first drive is like, oh, man, they were in the red zone. They needed a couple of penalties or a couple of helping hands from the Tennessee Titans and their lack of discipline to get you there. But he seems to like be able to matriculate that ball down the field in a way. He has a kind of command, which has been talked about. But one of the things also, when he steps to that offensive line, it feels like they're actually making sure to get in the right protection sets. Like, he does seem to be, you know, calling those audible, or not even the audibles, but calling those protections in a way that is confident and comfortable, which is going to be necessary, especially if the Bills do that thing. I can't, which team was it that we were talking about going in? Oh, they don't blitz a lot. And then all of a sudden, here they come and they're blitzing. Right. Was it the Niners?
Might have been the Niners.
Was it the Niners that did that?
Yeah.
Right. If you're setting protections well, based off of seeing what a team is bringing, that's going to be important in a situation where on tape this team doesn't blitz. But if they decide to come with the blitz,
but you that's need to the make experience sure that I'm talking right. about. Yeah. You know, he's been there. He's seen it. He's started in the league. And I don't think the preparation is going to be a problem for those types of things as much as anything.
From the 8-2, it was the Titans and the Jags. Yes, absolutely. But I mean, I think the qualities that we're talking about here stack up. But how do you do the multiplier of yes, but you're playing against these particular teams that I don't know that we view super highly?
You're talking about the Bills in terms of
Titans and the Jags, right? What is the multiplier that you do there when you talk about the way the performances that you've seen from Davis Mills and how you take the confidence that you've developed in those circumstances and spin it forward to a short week?
I think the bigger point is this is going to be more about the Texans defense than the Texans offense. The Bills defense is okay, but it's not great by any stretch. So I think it's going to be more about, like, it's not so much going to be, you know, how does Davis Mills spin it forward as much as the defense, you know, improving against a much better offense.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So ultimately the question being like, has Davis done enough to earn your confidence for this game? I mean, yes, to an extent. Like, I think that he can kind of continue doing what he does. The problem is you put up 16 points versus the Titans, right? You needed a fourth quarter comeback versus the Jags. And that's going to be, I think you need more than just surviving in this game versus the Bills. We were talking about it. Like, I think the game script is going to matter even more, especially for your defense when they're trying to corral a dude who is as slippery as Josh Allen. I think that I have confidence in Davis Mills to execute in what this offense has been. I feel like in a game versus the Bills, you need the offense to execute in a gear higher.
No, that's a good point. You know, it is about the Texans defense and Josh Allen, but you can't score 16 points and expect to win. I mean, the Bills are going to score in the 20s. At minimum, they're going to score in the 20s. So you're right about that. Can you get to the 20s is the question, you know, against this defense. I have confidence that the Texans can do this. I don't know how high, But I have confidence that he's good enough to get him into the 20s. It's just how good is the defense going
to
be?
Yeah, it's a weird dichotomy because I don't know if I fully go to the place where this texter goes, where they say both the Titans and the Jags defense are better than the Bills by far. I wouldn't go by far. Maybe you can make the argument by various different metrics, because the Buffalo Bills defense has not been all that good, which is weird for a defensive-minded, head coach in Sean McDermott. Mm-hmm. However, I think when you talk about the complete football of this, the pressure the offense can put, I think, requires not just you being able to move the football. And maybe moving the football and keeping Josh Allen off the field will be helpful here.
Yeah.
But it also requires you to, score points. Mm. And actually,
Think they'll get into the 20s?
I think so. Yeah. However, something that will impact that, I didn't talk about this very much.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that they went, 4-for-13 on third downs or something to that effect, and two of those were on the first drive. Like, the idea that the third down conversion fell off a cliff on Sunday is a little concerning for me.
It was kind of skewed because they had the one big one to Nico Collins.
Yeah, the big third and 16, which, hey, if you just give me big ones, I'll appreciate that in that. But still, I feel like you need to do that consistently. It's them picking up third downs consistently that allows this offense to be what they purport it to be.
Yeah.
But maybe that gets more manageable if you're able to tote the rock better, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's another thing is, what happens if Woody Marks and Nick Chubb are able to run the ball against a defense that clearly can't stop the run very well? Does that allow this offense to be more of what it's supposed to be because they lean so heavily on being able to run the football? Those are all things. But I think I have confidence in Davis Mills and what he will probably
What's the number they get to that wins the game?
Points-wise?
Offensively.
I think you need 24.
I'm with you. I think 24 might get it done.
I think you need 24.
Boy, that's saying the defense is going to do a hell of a job. That's for sure.
And we'll see what it looks like. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Texans Ticket Tuesday in the 12 o'clock hour. I'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the bullpen for this Battle Red showdown on Thursday night. But before we get there, let's get into what's popping next, where a Houston Cougar gets an honor and we got a new head coach in Virginia Tech. We'll talk about all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.